We continue on with our Hiawatha locker room chat here tonight as we get set for the start of a new basketball season. It's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. We're joined by the Red Hawks boys coach, that is Gary Smith. And, you know, Coach, you got a quick turnaround Thursday night, your first game of the year against Marysville, and we'll talk about that certainly here in a moment. But, you know, last season, you know, the Big Seven was just so talented and so deep, and you had a fairly young team and some guys getting kind of a first taste of the varsity level, but certainly a lot of experience back for you. Just a quick thought and takeaway from last year's team and just what you saw from your team's performance.
Well, you know, we've had a couple guys that graduated that was, you know, big components to a year ago, but we also had a couple guys that was out due to injury on football last year, so that's kind of a big deal for us. And, you know, in basketball, that's sometimes tough to, you know, jump back from. But as far as this year, you know, we've got a couple kids that you know, returning starters, and they'll be nice players, and they are nice players. And I think we've got some other kids that'll fit in there. So, kind of like you said, there, you know, there's going to be some talent, you know, league-wise, and, you know, they always do have talent. So we're going to have to be, you know, we're going to be pretty good every night, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, the last couple of seasons, you've had to deal with some injuries, you know, from the football season into the basketball campaign. I'll start with a guy in Cameron Boswell, who's played a lot since his early portions last year as a sophomore and even the year prior as a freshman, but arguably one of the best shooters, if not the best three-point shooter maybe, in the entire Big Seven. I would think a lot of expectations would be on him. What have you seen from him, the progression, and kind of the expectations for him this season?
Well, you know, probably the biggest thing is just, you know, physically maturing, you know, and, you know, you're going from a freshman where you're kind of just out there shooting it because he could shoot it. And you know, last year he had an awful good year and still, you know, physically maybe not where he needed to be. But, you know, you can see he's grown and physically he's going to be stronger. So, you know, we do expect, you know, things out of him, but probably no more than what, you know, we should. So, you know, he'll do a nice job. Hopefully there'll be some guys, you know, that'll kind of fit in there with him.
Yeah, Caden Morton's another returning starter, good length and can do a little bit of everything. One of the better rebounders in the Big Seven. Do you like what you've seen from him so far, and what do you expect from Caden?
Well, I've always liked Caden. Just the fact he's a high energy guy. He, you know, for a bigger guy, I say bigger meaning taller. You know, he runs well. He can sure get up down the court really well. And for his sake, if he was weighing about 45 pounds more than what he is, it would help him, you know, far around the basket. But, you know, he's another one that, you know, we'll know what to expect from him. And, you know, he'll sure get up down the court and give a lot of energy, you know, far for the game. And, you know, we look forward to, you know, getting out of him what we'd expect.
Some early season difficult test to kind of get you prepared for the Big Seven, and it starts Thursday night at home against Marysville. And, you know, Marysville lost a really good senior class, but it was also a team that made a run to the Class 3A state championship game. They fell a little bit short against Wichita Collegiate, but the Bulldogs, again, do return some key pieces from a team that made a state title run last year. But what's kind of the early expectations for the first game of the year on Thursday?
Well, you know, like mentioned Marysville, they did graduate an awful good group of kids, but out of that group, you know, one of them was just a sophomore year ago, and he'll return as a junior, probably one of their better basketball kids, you know, from a year ago, and he's going to be a really nice player for them. So, you know, when you have one like that, you kind of build around, and, you know, plus they got a lot of tradition there, and I'm sure their expectations are high every year, and so it'll be a handful for us, and it'll be a good test early.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us, as he will, each and every week throughout the course of the year. Red Hawks and Bulldogs in the season opener Thursday night. Of course, a broadcast you can watch live on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in the season opener on Thursday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, it sounds good, and good to hear from you.